The Oath of Omladina under the Slavic Linden Tree. Since the time of Maria Theresa and Joseph II, the Czech land struggled with long-term Germanization. Due to growing national discontent, revolutionary changes known as the National Revival occurred in the 19th century. Alfons Mucha's painting commemorates the political affair related to the student movement Omladina, the youth, aimed at supporting the Czech language, culture, and literature in the fight against German nationalism. In 1894, the youth trial took place, where 76 people were accused of treason due to their membership in the organization. Alfons Mucha's painting depicts a sacred Slavic linden tree, under which a Slavic mother Slavia is seated. Young people kneel before her, pledging their loyalty to their nation. In the background stands an elder with a mustache, reminiscent of a similar movement in Serbia. The painting features unfinished faces. The reason was a certain caution, as he likely did not wish to portray still-living prominent figures, such as Alois Rašin, Karl Stanislav Sokol, Stanislav Kostka-Neumann, and others. During this creative period, Alfons Mucha faced an unpleasant situation when criticism of the Slav epic rose in 1925 and 1926. Probably for this reason, the upper part of the painting is unfinished. Among the greatest critics of the Slav epic was great painter Max Fabinski. Ironically, he was the one who delivered the eulogy at Alfons Mucha's funeral. Only the lower part of the painting is elaborated. On the ledge sit two children facing each other, a girl playing the harp resembling Alfons's daughter Yaroslava and a boy resembling his son George. On the far right is the symbol of the sun in motion, which was worshipped by Slavic and other pagan people.